Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we are in need of very lucky thigh high from the east-northeast at around 6 seconds. If you're planning to check it out today, the 11 o'clock low tide's probably going to be your best bet. We have light northwest winds keeping things pretty clean for this morning. They're going to swing a little more to the north for the afternoon, so you might want to look for a protected spot if you're planning to paddle out later today. For this weekend, we're staying on the smaller side for Saturday, but we have this next warm front that's going to pass over on Sunday. That's going to shift the winds more to the south to southeast while building them to around 20 miles per hour. For most of the coast, I'm not really seeing too much from this. Expect modest southeast wind swell conditions, and that's going to be a little bigger though for northern Florida because you're going to get a little more of that fetch. So you've got a better chance of some decent sized 7 second surf from the southeast. Looking ahead, expect some southeast AM leftovers, mostly again for north of the Cape, as the winds turn offshore for the morning, cleaning things up a little for us. Winds are going to shift a little more to the north and build late in the day, adding some north wind swell chop to the situation, so getting on it early might be your best bet. So as usual with these fronts, there's something driving it, and that usually ends up in the Atlantic just north of us, and looks like this one is no exception. Models are predicting a fairly wide northeast wind field, and that should build us a pretty good sized northeast swell starting around 7 to 8 seconds from the northeast on Tuesday with brisk northeast winds, but it looks like Wednesday we might have a cleaner 10 second leftover day from it, and that's probably the one I'm going to recommend keeping an eye on. Though after that, we're going to be starting a downward trend, so you want to get on it while you can, because it looks like we're going to be kind of small by the end of the week. So I'll be back on Monday for a special President's Day surf report. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know it's going to your favorite spot. Please do me a favor, check out all the sponsors on the website. They're what keep everything up and running. For everybody heading to Daytona 500 this weekend, I hope you have a great time there. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.